Radio City Sport. With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. They're here for you. Claim now at hampsonhughes.com. The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Pre-match.
We need to win this game. I think it's going to be a really tough game. I think that is all about concentration, you know, and respect. You need to respect those teams because if they are still there, that means they are a good team and they fight. And I think we need to respect them. And by when I say respect, you have to just prepare yourself like it's going to be a Premier League game because the FA Cup is a really tough competition. And we all know that when you go away like that, you have to give 100% and be up for the fight, defending. You know, a game like that of more tough than the Premier League, if I can say, because you play against teams who will play for their life, you know, and they will enjoy the game. The fans will be behind them. And it doesn't matter if they lose or they win, you know, they will just give everything. And that's where we need to be really professional and prepare the game like in a Premier League game.
Memories of the 88 Cup final, shock to Wimbledon, reignited by this FA Cup third round tie, but Liverpool have far more recent memories to provide the warning signs. 2 years ago they hung on at Mansfield at this stage and then fell at a rowdy Oldham. Games with Barnsley and Burnley also act as a wake-up call. Well, the papers previewing the game are full of John Aldridge and Laurie Sanchez, but the AFC Wimbledon boss Neil Ardley says the old gamesmanship that the Dons used to use has been ditched, and he's promised a fair fight tonight. But AFC Wimbledon will be a far more direct unit than this strong Liverpool team. Well, of course, the build-up to this game dominated by the announcement on Steven Gerrard's future. Gerrard is one of the Liverpool 11 that lines up to start the game. Mignolet in goal is Chan, Skrtel and Sacco, the back three. Mankilo is the right wing back, Markovic the left-sided wing back, Lucas and Henderson in the middle, and then it's Coutinho, Gerrard and Ricky Lambert who complete the 11. For AFC Wimbledon, James Shea in goal, Barry Fuller, Jake Goodman, Adam Barrett and Callum Kennedy, the back four, George Frankham, Danny Ballman, Sammy Moore and Sean Rigg, the midfield, and Akim Fenwa alongside Matt Tubbs up front. Our referee, Mr. Moss, we're underway. Liverpool kicking from left to right. It felt as though they slightly turned the floodlights off as soon as this game started, Neil. It's a dimmish looking atmosphere.
That's a classic old school sort of ground, isn't it? You know, with the floodlights all in each corner. Four floodlights, not as we're used to in the stadiums right across the stand.
Mankilo makes the throw-in. Gerrard onto it immediately, attacks the AFC box down the right-hand side, driven to the corner flag, and the ball's forced out of play. And it will be an early throw-in for Liverpool, right next to the AFC Wimbledon corner flag, left-hand side of James Shea's goal. And Liverpool looking for an early goal to get them up and running.
The game.
Kennedy throwing. Akinfenwa on. Early opportunity for AFC. Left side of the box is drilled right across the penalty area by Sean Rigg. Best moment of the game so far. It went the home team's way and it couldn't be finished. Sean Rigg got a connection on it, but he couldn't find accuracy from an angle on the left side of Mignolet's goal.
Oh, it's a huge letter. Really is. All it was a simple ball up. It was Tubbs who got the flick on, but Rigg is in acres of space as he goes into the penalty area, just outside the edge of the 6 yard box. Should have been testing Mignolet from there. That is a huge let off for Liverpool, but that is the gap again when you're playing three centre halves, people running off in between the spaces of Shannon and Skrtel. It was a big chance for Wimbledon to take the lead.
Here's Lambert to Gerrard, over to the right side of the box. Mankio crosses into the penalty area. The header is flawless! Steven Gerrard, days after announcing he's to leave the club, starts Liverpool's FA Cup tie with AFC Wimbledon with a diving-headed goal. And he provides some comfort on what could be a tricky night away in the third round of the competition. AFC Wimbledon 0, Liverpool 1. Who else given the news? Steven Gerrard.
Yeah. Dominated the headlines all week about him leaving. But he does what he does extremely well. He arrives late into the penalty area. Good ball from the right-hand side from Mankilo. There was Steven Gerrard arriving late from midfield. Kept his head low. Just beneath the goalkeeper. No chance for him. After a little bit of a nervy start for Liverpool, that was the perfect response to the opening goal.
Chan to Lucas, now Mankio. Lucas again, forward ball, won by Wimbledon. A distracted pass by Kennedy, though, ends up with Sacco. And this could be an opportunity as Liverpool raid down the left and space is available. Markovic's pace shows again. He's into the box. What a blistering run! And a shot which doesn't quite convert into a goal. Goodness me, he must have 100 metres in 9-point-something seconds, that boy.
Great ball, though, wasn't it, from Coutinho? Just inside the fullback, he knew that Markovic had the beating of him with the pace. Difficult to see from our angle. In fact, I think it's gone out for a throw-in. Looked like a shot from Markovic from just inside the penalty area.
That's Fuller with a throw down the right. Akinfenwa with the header on into the penalty area. Tubbs is trying to get involved with that skirmish. Comes out to the edge of the box again, headed back into the penalty area by Sammy Moore. Liverpool not dealing with things just yet. AFC Wimbledon possibly offering their best concerted effort so far. High ball in towards Akinfenwa. He's headed it backwards out of the penalty area. Thankfully, Henderson scoops it away and volleys it up to the halfway line. But only for Wimbledon to attack again. Down the right, ball in low into the box. Tubbs is there. Oh, and diverting it behind his own goal was Martin Skrtel. Had to be 100% sure with that interception. There was a Wimbledon player waiting inside the six-yard box in Matt Tubbs to make it 1-1. But they've earned a corner.
It was a vital interception, wasn't it, from Skrtel there, because Tubbs was right behind him, like he had a simple tap-in.
Wimbledon's corner from the right-hand side. That's a headed opportunity. Again, embroiled in a scuffle in the penalty area. No-one's quite got it yet. The keeper pushed it over the top of the crossbar. Mignolet just manages to save Sean Rigg's shot, which was some 12 yards out from goal. Really rapid reactions from Simon Mignolet. It keeps Liverpool in the tie.
It's a great save. It really is a good save from Mignolet. Not sure how much he saw of it. A lot of bodies in front of him. Rigg was the man. Great save, Mignolet.
Last corner caused real frantic efforts from Liverpool. This one will see a header go over the top of the crossbar. And it was from Jake Goodman, the centre-half. Liverpool just see the pressure ease off for a second or two, but it's ignited the home fans, and the home team possibly believe a little bit more now.
You can hear the excitement it's generated around here when Wimbledon get anywhere near Liverpool's penalty area. That really was a good save from Mignolet, because there's a lot of bodies in front of him. As the ball fell to Rigg, just on the edge of the penalty, he struck it so well, it was high. Mignolet to make a good reaction save there.
It's the FA Cup live on Radio City Sport as Mamadou Sakho hits long, high. Not really anywhere near his intended target, and Steven Gerrard turns to him and points the arm and says this is where it should have gone. Gerrard backs off, Lambert stays up front, and James Shea takes it from his penalty area and kicks out through the centre. Akinfenwa let it run, it's headed on, it's into the penalty. It's opportunity for Wimbledon, and a turn of the hook shot by Tubbs. Goes wide of goal on the right-hand side. Direct, route one, and almost fruitful from AFC Wimbledon. Twice they've missed from that sort of angle.
Well, it was a route one ball up towards Akinfenwa. He missed it. I think there was two Liverpool players who were with Akinfenwa. He took them away, and as the ball bounced, Emre Can should deal with it. He allows the ball to bounce, and that allowed Tubbs to get in and have almost a free shot at Mignolet. Again, he dragged it wide, similar to Rigg's chance early on in the game.
It's Rigg over to the left side, and Callum Kennedy. The ball up in towards the Liverpool half. Tubbs combining with Rigg, but Henderson positions himself well and wins it, but then he loses out as he tried to run with play. Down the left side goes Rigg, and AFC Wimbledon to the dead ball line. That might have come off Lucas last. And Lucas runs right into a photographer behind goal, stands on his cameras, his £2,000 camera lens, quickly picks it up, pats him on the head, says sorry.
Well, it was vital,
and it's a corner.
He had to get there, Lucas, because Rigg was in a position to cross the ball. Fully committed challenge from Lucas, but more pressure on Liverpool's goal, and it's another corner to defend.
Wimbledon have shown with two previous corners that they could cause some bother inside the Liverpool penalty area. Twice they've come close, and other opportunities with shots on goal. Liverpool lead 1-0, but Wimbledon will send this place crazy if they score here. It's come up the other side of the crossbar! Akinfenwa follows it through from 2 yards out. Simon Mignolet complains, was there a foul in there on the keeper? There was a huge skirmish on the line, the corner from the left-hand side, and Wimbledon have executed the plan that I'm sure Neil Ardley spoke about pre-match. Get in the face of the Liverpool defenders, cause some problems from set pieces, and try and rumble them inside the six-yard box, and they've done just that. AFC Wimbledon 1, Liverpool 1. The cross into the box. It was saved on the line by Skirtle and followed in by Akinfenwa.
Again, it's come from a set piece. A little bit of pressure starting to build from Wimbledon. When the cross came in, Mignolet's gone out there to try and retrieve the ball. He's not been convincing at all. He's not been commanded. It was a Wimbledon man who prodded the ball forwards. I'm not sure if it came back off the crossbar. Yeah, it was Akinfenwa. You know, he's been a bit of a nuisance up there, been a bit of a handful for the defenders. Simple task to prod the ball home, and that's the equalising goal that this Wimbledon side have had a bit of pressure building toward.
Markovic on the left wing, Coutinho back into it. Referee just a yard away from him as he plays it out wide to the left for Henderson. Now Coutinho again. Found a little bit of inspiration in the closing stages of the first half. A drill shot into the box, hits the feet of Steven Gerrard. And Ricky Lambert goes and gets to it first near the corner flag on the left. It's closing pressure at the end of this first half of the game, but that from Jordan Henderson is the second ball to be lost over the top of the stands and signals the end of the first half of the game. A half in which Liverpool looked comfortable for 20 minutes, and then all of a sudden saw an AFC Wimbledon revival, and Akinfenwa scores the equaliser, and it sets up a very tasty second half with 1-1 the scoreline. Neil Mellor,
we've got a cup tie on our hands here now. We thought when we took the lead so early on, 1-0 from Steven Gerrard, had you thought perhaps it may be a comfortable evening? It's been far from it. Credit to Wimbledon, they thoroughly deserve that equalising goal. They've been the better side, no question, last half an hour or so in that first half, and they've had a couple of more opportunities perhaps to have taken the lead. Liverpool looking a little bit shaky from set pieces, but for me, the big area, Liverpool haven't dominated enough in that midfield area. You know, Liverpool outnumber Wimbledon in the midfield area, but they're the ones who've wanted it a little bit more. They're the ones who've won the second balls, and that's why Liverpool have been under so much pressure in this first half.
Well, I think Liverpool have to do something different. I don't think we saw enough pressure on the AFC goal, particularly in the last 25 minutes.
I think we've seen so many flicks out there. We're talking about the state of the pitch and the fact that the opposition are a real physical, direct side. Well, you can't afford to be flicking. When you're 3-4-0 up, you can start doing the flicks, fair enough, but you know, you need to get a hold of the ball, get the support up, and start trying to threaten in behind this Wimbledon defence. Apart from Markovic, the pace of him, you're struggling to see where the movement is beyond Ricky Lambert. He's looked isolated at times. You know, we've barely mentioned him. He's not had an attempt at goal this first half. And, you know, this is League Two opposition we're talking about here. And, you know, at the moment, you know, the cup upset is on because they're applying themselves much more. They're fancying that they can cause an upset here.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. A top team to deal with your personal injury claim.
And welcome back to Kings Meadow, the home of AFC Wimbledon. Radio City Sport FA Cup third round action tonight. It's 1-1 between AFC Wimbledon and Liverpool after the first 45. Proper cup atmosphere this first half finished with. And Liverpool, I'm sure there's been a few words said in that dressing room. They can't allow themselves to drop to the sort of level they were playing at in the last 10-15 minutes. But we've watched the replay of the AFC Wimbledon equaliser, and of course at the time Simon Mignolet was making a bit of a storm, kicking off, saying that maybe he was fouled. What did you think when you saw the replay, Neil?
I felt as though as a goalkeeper he wasn't convincing at all. You know, I think if you've got to be more commanding when the ball comes into your area. You either stay at home, or if you go out, you've got to win the ball. And you've got absolutely nowhere near it. And in the end, you know, it's another cheap, soft goal to give away from a set piece that got Wimbledon back into the game.
Two on the line. Initially stopped it before Akinfenwa converted home. Same Liverpool 11 for the second half. So goalkeeper Mignolet. Emre Can will hang on as that backflick from Ricky Lambert trying to set Steven Gerrard in. Chan, Skirtle and Sacco the back three, midfield two, Henderson and Lucas, Manquillo on the right side, Markovic on the left, Coutinho, Gerrard, Lambert complete the 11. Paul's gone out of play. Liverpool shooting from right to left in this second half, so Liverpool in all red and AFC Wimbledon in all blue, and AFC have got themselves a throw in. This was Sean Rigg. Rigg plays it back out to the byline, crossed in again but headed away by Lucas. Not convincing by Gerrard. The shot which then flies in was not too far off from Sammy Moore. Has taken some sort of deflection and gone out of play for a corner kick. The ball given away by Steven Gerrard. Riggs' shot just got a touch off Lucas and went out for a corner on the right side. Caused problems from corners in the first half. This one into the melee, across the face of goal. Gerrard's there to save Liverpool, heading off the line. Vignolet wasn't near that ball, but it looked for a second like Adam Barrett was going to score. Ball comes back into the penalty area. Skirtle skews a header towards his corner flag. And Emre Can looks distinctly off balance and uncomfortable as he skies one over the main stand.
Well, really concerning, because every time Wimbledon get a corner, they're just piling bodies forward and really fancying the chances, getting themselves a goal. That time again, the ball to the far post, they win the first header. Thankfully that time, Mignolet was beaten. Steven Gerrard was on the line to divert the ball clear, but worrying moment, certainly when we're defending set pieces.
And here's some pressure through Sean Rigg. He's robbed the ball off Emre Can into the penalty area. Rigg's shot, it's high, and it's blazed over the top of Simon Mignolet's goal. And sort of a carbon copy of the first half where he was in that position on this half of the field and had an opportunity when he blazed one across the face of goal. This time his shot went up and high.
Poor defending, really poor defending from Can. He should have dealt with the ball, but he didn't. Allowed Rigg to get away from Can into the penalty area and get his shot away. That's where Liverpool have just got to clear the ball.
Henderson looks to Markovic, big open space that Markovic runs into down the left side, enters the edge of the AFC Wimbledon penalty area, running with the ball still, no obvious end, now it's heard it for Henderson, strikes it in, it might have hit his own man in the penalty area, Mankio, in fact I think it did, and it comes right back out and Henderson has to back off towards the centre circle and get the ball, gives to Markovic, starts again, they've got quick players in the side, Liverpool, this time that interplay just outside the AFC box is undone. Coutinho, attacking threat into the box. Oh, he did really well because he turned inside the defender to open up the gap past Barry Fuller, the AFC captain, and then he sprayed his shot eventually and it came off the outside of his boot and never went anywhere near the target.
Haven't seen that enough. Midfield runners past the Wimbledon defence. Lambert had the ball on the touchline. He's waiting for runners. Coutinho gave him that in behind the Wimbledon defence. Always trying to shift it onto his right foot and bend it into the far corner. Wasn't far away at all on that occasion.
Throw down the left side by Wimbledon. Won back by Liverpool. Crossed into the Wimbledon box towards Gerrard. It's awkwardly flicked off an arm or a shoulder. John Moss says no. Steven Gerrard absolutely convinced that there was something there. They've got to refocus again because they've got possession 25 yards out. Now Sacco lifts it into the penalty area and it's headed from the left-back position and into the hands of the keeper, Callum Kennedy, giving to his keeper, James Shea. Handball or not?
Yeah, I thought it was a penalty. You know, Steven Gerrard's looking in behind.
It is.
Fuller hasn't got his eye on the ball. That's a penalty. You know, the ball's come about 20 yards. He's lack of concentration. It's a penalty, and the referee can see that. I think Wimbledon have got away with that one.
Now Gerrard flicks the ball into Coutinho in the gully just outside the penalty area, and the foul was committed by Barry Fuller, and he pretty much owned up to things as the yellow card is brandished to him. But it provides Liverpool with a big opportunity, which Steven Gerrard can hopefully capitalise on.
A big opportunity, a couple of yards just outside the penalty area, fairly central, just left of centre. It's a late challenge, wasn't it, on Coutinho? Good touch from Coutinho, he drew in the full-back Fuller, nips it beyond him, and he was late the right-back. And this is a position, Henderson's there with Steven Gerrard, but I expect Gerrard to be the man taking it on.
I'm sure if there's one thing that James Shea in the AFC Wimbledon call was hoping not to face too much of in this fixture, it's Steven Gerrard free kicks from these sorts of distances. Left of centre, perfect for a right footer. He can either go top left corner, he can try and wing one to the right hand side as well, because there's two on the end of the AFC Wimbledon wall, so plenty of opportunity. He's probably going to try and go top left, I would have thought. Short run up, Gerrard goes for goal.
Yeah!
And scores! It's a double for Gerrard, and he does what he's best at, and that's digging Liverpool out of trouble. It's been a pressurised FA Cup third round tie at AFC Wimbledon, and as soon as Liverpool won that free kick, Steven Gerrard was odds on favourite to convert it. They've relied on him twice tonight to put them in front, and Gerrard nonchalantly struts away from where he scored another fantastic free kick to add to his repertoire. AFC Wimbledon 1, Liverpool 2.
Superb,
Steven Gerrard all over in that sort of position. Saw him do it against Basel this season at Anfield. Just bends it over the wall. The goalkeeper's got absolutely no chance. It was absolutely nowhere near it. Gerrard, top corner.
On the left side with Riggs in towards the penalty area. Sean Rigg tries to cut it back towards Akinfenwa. Important header from Sacco to guide it clear of Akinfenwa. And now first to it is George Frankham on the right side. He's lifted one high back into the box. Come out to the edge. It's Moore! And he struck one left-footed. And it was close. Ever so tantalisingly close as AFC Wimbledon are concerned. And Liverpool have a man down on the pitch in the middle of the AFC half. Now see play come to a halt. It's Martin Skrtel who's lying on his back in the middle.
He was all alone, wasn't he? The Wimbledon player there, Bullman. I think there's a space on the edge of the penalty area. Second balls again. You've got to be on those second balls because that was a chance. It's an immediate response from Wimbledon to almost get an equalising goal. Oh, he's rising. Mignolet did nowhere near it if he was on target. Just over the top.
A couple of months of cup action. Very heavy in the rota for Liverpool. This, the Chelsea games, Besiktas as well. Might fancy a cup this season. Here's Rigg diving to the dead ball line, left-hand side of the Liverpool penalty area. Low ball in, which is taken by Chant, dribbled away, and then rammed upfield. Good work by Lambert, helping for Gerrard to win it from the halfway line. He goes forward. It's Gerrard onto Lambert. Lambert's go at goal, and it's saved by the keeper. That's the first shot that Ricky Lambert has had on goal in the game. And it's pushed out by James Shea for a corner. I quite fancy Steven Gerrard for a hat-trick in this game, to be honest.
It really was a good break. I think it was 4-2 in Liverpool's favour. Gerrard had Coutinho to his left-hand side. He elected to go to Lambert on the right-hand side. Drilled it hard and low. It was a good save in the end from the Wimbledon keeper with his feet.
4,784 inside here. As Steven Gerrard's run right through the centre is brought to an unceremonious halt by Jake Goodman.
Could have played advantage on that occasion there, the referee, because Jordan Henderson was breaking forward. He had Ricky Lambert to the right of him. It would have certainly been an effort at goal there. I think it was a foul on Steven Gerrard. He's a lot further out than when he got that second Liverpool goal.
891 Liverpool fans are here, and they've watched the man they've been watching for countless years lead the side, score the goals that matter, drive everyone else on. We've seen him score twice. And as we watch a change being enforced here, you see Markovic switch to the right-hand side, and Jose Enrique comes on, and he'll take a position as the left wing back.
Yeah, Manquillo going off. Markovic on the right, Enrique on the left. Hasn't played a great deal, Enrique. It's important he gets up to speed with this game pretty quickly.
Well, Steven Gerrard, midway in the AFC Wimbledon half. Too far for him to have a shot with this sort of distance, or is it? No, it wasn't, and he just narrowly missed the target. And he did a little bit of trickery there to try and convince the keeper, James Shea, that he wasn't going to go for goal. Then with a two-step run-up, he's rammed one from fully 35-plus yards and very nearly squeezed it into the corner.
That's probably a couple of yards just wide of the post. Wimbledon keeper James Shea, he was at full stretch, he was concerned. It was a long way out from Steven Gerrard. Thought he made a stinker ball to the far post. He went for it. He's on two goals. Fancied himself for a hat-trick.
Bullman crossed it back into the box. Akinfenwa heads it high into the penalty area. Bounces down awkwardly, but Jose Enrique does manage to feed a ball away down the left line. Picked up by Coutinho. Still got pace to burn. Tries to attack the box down the left-hand side of the field. He's got a runner in Enrique in the box himself. Coutinho, he could finish this himself from the halfway line. He's fed it off to Enrique, who looks to tee up his captain, Steven Gerrard. Gerrard back to Lucas. And now it might be Henderson. Right side of the penalty area. Chips it in. It hits Barrett. And it's a corner kick on the right side.
Super breakaway from Liverpool, started with Enrique in the left-back position. Coutinho ran from the halfway line, burst into the Wimbledon penalty, just trying to make room for the shot. Nothing really opened up, went to Enrique. Liverpool were patient in and around the penalty here. Eventually Henderson's cross was blocked for a corner.
Liverpool configure themselves in the AFC Wimbledon box. Skrtel's joined the pack. The corner is Jordan Henderson's, and maybe the possibility of a captain's hat-trick. Henderson sends it in there. Gerrard goes for the jump, doesn't get clean connection. Barrett will turn it away left-footed high. met by Lucas's header forward. Markovic puts it out to the wing, then into the box it comes. Skirtle tries it on the half volley, couldn't convert it into the goal, stopped by Wimbledon legs somewhere in there. And Akinfenwe now tries to kick one to the halfway line, but the referee spotted a foul midway in the Wimbledon half.
Well, it was goal bound. The effort from Skirtle there, I'm not sure the keeper saw too much of it. It was a Wimbledon player who eventually blocked it, a defender.
Well, it's been quite a bit to this game, hasn't there, Neil? It's not been a dull FA Cup tie, that's for sure. As Ricky Lambert is replaced by Mario Balotelli. His appearances of late have been rare and limited. And he's now coming on as a sub, with Liverpool leading 2-1 in the FA Cup third round after 33 minutes at the King's Meadow.
I think Ricky Lambert will be a little bit disappointed. I think when you get an opportunity to play in the team, you want to score a goal, especially against a lower league side in Wimbledon, and he'll be frustrated he hasn't got himself on the score sheet.
Shea heads it into the penalty area, headed forward again. It's a chance for a goal and an equaliser, and it's missed the target. Aziz it was inside the six-yard box. Is that Mignolet who's just crowded him out at the end? Header backwards, I think it was from Skirtle, then Touré helped it again, ended up in the Liverpool box, and Aziz challenged in on Mignolet. So a corner from the right-hand side, Wimbledon take it, into injury time, comes out of the box, headed back out to the left side of the area, chip back in to the far post, up goes Mignolet, and this time he catches it first. And he bowls it out, and Steven Gerrard takes it from the halfway line. On for Chan. Chan skips the challenge that came in. This could be a third from Liverpool. They could make AFC Wimbledon pay right across the face. Gerrard. Goal! Hat-trick man! All saved on the line! Would you believe it? Gerrard shot thumped from some 8 yards out and saved by Wimbledon. Back come Liverpool again. Coutinho back flicks it to Gerrard. Gerrard lines it up for Chan. Chan on the edge of the area, plays it out wide to Coutinho on the right. And Coutinho has options. Ducks in and out. Tries to find some space for the cross. Can't, plays it back, lays it back for Henderson. I was convinced, Neil, that was a third goal for Gerrard.
I think it was off the line. The Wimbledon defender, whoever it was, cleared the ball off the line. Felt nicely for Gerrard in the penalty area. I thought it was in myself.
Gerrard. 25 yards out, lovely reverse pass into the Wimbledon penalty area, and has to be turned over his own crossbar by Jake Goodman for a corner at the death of the game.
Well, outstanding vision again from Steven Gerrard. Saw the run of Jordan Henderson, he's behind him when he made the run, tried to play him in from behind. Good defending though from Jake Goodman, but it's a corner. Expect Liverpool to keep the ball in the corner here. Can't be long left of this 3 minutes now of added time. It's been a brave effort, you have to say, from Wimbledon this evening. Liverpool's quality shone through.
Referee calls time, and Steven Gerrard has spent his whole footballing life writing the back page headlines, and he does it again on the week in which he announces he's leaving the football club. Two goals from him, possibly could have had his hat-trick tonight, but the two were enough, and Gerrard was there when needed, his second a free kick, putting Liverpool ahead, a lead which they maintained right until the 94th minute. And Liverpool go through to the fourth round of the FA Cup to face Burnley, trying to face Bolton at Anfield. Nervy, scary at times, but Liverpool are in the next round. They beat AFC Wimbledon 2-1.
Well, exactly that. It's job done this evening from Liverpool. I think it was a much better, improved second half performance, a dominant display, and that second half performance was what won Liverpool the game this evening. Because at half time you felt as though you weren't sure which way the game was going to go this evening. Credit to Wimbledon for 60 minutes. They gave it everything. But in the end, Liverpool contained the threat that Wimbledon had, stopped the service getting in towards the front players. Credit to Lucas, credit to Henderson there, but Steven Gerrard, you know, the week he's had, the scrutiny he's been under, you know, it must have been a real tough decision for him to decide. He's leaving his boyhood club of Liverpool Football Club, but he was absolutely sensational this evening. Two goals, a real leader's performance, and you know, he'll deserve all the credit he'll get tonight because he was absolutely superb.
Stunning. He walks past to Steven Gerrard down the tunnel, thumbs up from him. Oh, big occasion. We've seen big teams go out on ferocious nights against lower league opposition in the FA Cup. Thankfully, Liverpool haven't succumbed, but just about every big team finds these ties tough.
Well, exactly that. You know, this is their cup final. You know, they raised their game to a level that, you know, they've probably never experienced before. You know, they may never ever play against players of Liverpool's quality again throughout their career. So this is their one opportunity in their career, and they did. They made it really difficult for Liverpool for 60 minutes or so. Up until that second goal went in for Liverpool, it was a real tough evening. Once that second goal went in, we barely threatened Mignolet's goal, and you know, Liverpool ran out comfortable and probably should have extended the lead. Missed a couple of good opportunities to put the ball in the back of the net, but you know, come away from Wimbledon, a tough place to come to, got through to the next round, a home tie, and again, you want to see a good cup run.
Just to recap on your motoring around the match, we spoke a little bit about Steven Gerrard then, just summing up the period which we've just been through. It was almost inevitable, wasn't it, that we would see this tonight?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it was one of those. Was he going to play the game? Was he going to travel? Raheem Sterling hasn't travelled, and I think that was the right decision for Brendan Rodgers to take Raheem out of the squad for this evening. He's played a lot of football, big player for Liverpool. But with the week that Steven Gerrard's had, you know, it's been an emotional week for him. You know, some of the interviews I've seen with Steven Gerrard, it's been a real tough time for him. And the performance out there, he's just done what Steven Gerrard does well. Leads from the front, a real dominant performance. And he played in a more advanced position as well. You know, he was a supporting player for Ricky Lambert. And in the final third, you see the quality of Steven Gerrard, putting the ball in the back of the net twice, counted, created a number of other opportunities as well.
So Liverpool are still alive in the FA Cup, the Carling Cup, or the Capital One Cup, I should say, quarterfinals a little bit later this month against Chelsea, Besiktas in the Europa League as well. There's plenty of cup options for Liverpool now to look at.
Well, exactly that. You know, we're talking about Steven Gerrard leaving Liverpool in the summer, but let's hope that the last few months or so are going to be a happy ending for Steven Gerrard. You know, he will want to go out on a high. You know, you're talking about three competitions that Liverpool are still left in. I'm sure he'd want to finish in the top four as well, but I think Steven Gerrard, being Steven Gerrard, he would like to lift one last trophy. You know, give the supporters one last memory of Steven Gerrard lifting a trophy, whether that's at Wembley or wherever the Europa League final is. I think that would be an ideal ending for Liverpool to see Steven Gerrard lift a trophy, and we're still alive here in the FA Cup.
Post-match.
Brilliant individual performance from him and the real catalyst for us. So a tough game overall. You know, we started the game quite well, but then gave the ball away cheaply. But second half we were much better, and he scored two. And probably if he was a real selfish player, he might have stayed on the ball and got himself a hat trick. But he's still trying to create opportunities for other players. So now he was outstanding tonight, and it was a good win for us.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. When you need to claim, think hampsonhughes.com.